Good afternoon. I am Tim Tompkins, and every Saturday you can get your health questions answered on News 104.5 WOKV on Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. And this week we are talking about men's health ahead of National Men's Health Week. And this week we are also joined by Dr. Brent Biedling. He's a board-certified family practice and sports medicine physician over with St. Vincent's. The number to call in is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045, and you can call in and get your questions answered. Doctor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Tim?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm so happy you took the time to join us on the show. Can we start out by telling me a little bit about yourself and how you ended up getting with St. Vincent's?
Certainly. Well, yeah, I'm a local boy. I went to Bowles High School here. I then went to MIT and graduated after 4 years, University of Florida Medical School, so go Gators. And now I'm here practicing with St. Vincent's Primary Care here on the South Side. Been around for about 10 years, and I really enjoy it. I love Jacksonville. I'm a Jaguars fan. And you got it. I'll treat it, or I'll find someone that does.
That sounds perfect. So MIT, how's Boston?
Boston's cold, especially in the winter, and I don't see the sun too much. So I got my tail back to Florida.
I lived in Boston for a year when I was in my early 20s, and I just remember it being so cold that when I was walking and I had the windbreaker over my head, that if I moved my head, the cold air would get in, so you just had to look straight all of the time.
Absolutely. I turned a corner one time on one of the streets, and I think I got lifted up by the cold wind.
Oh, it's awful. But it's a beautiful city. But enough about Boston. We are in Jacksonville, and we are talking about men's health. General statistics, leading causes, what should men be concerned about regarding their health?
Absolutely. I want to talk numbers, and remember, this is for males, and this is the most recent number. So, you know, it's going to be a lag of 1 or 2 years, but heart disease is the number one leading cause of death. It'll take 25% of us guys. Cancer is number two at about 24. So those top two are going to claim about half of us. Accidental injuries chimes in at number three at about 8%. And this includes MVAs, obviously moving vehicle accidents, falls, and fires. Lastly, at number four is chronic lower respiratory diseases, COPD. Almost all these are pretty much linked to cancer, and that's going to be about 6%. I can tell you that about 1 in 10, about 12% of males over the age of 18 feel that they are in poor health or fair health, 20% currently smoking. And I know there's a lot of smokers out there, and they're trying to quit, and they're thinking about the e-cigarettes, and I can tell you that it's probably a safer alternative. I tell nobody to smoke or to use e-cigarettes for their health. Maybe some, obviously addiction to the nicotine, so they may be a little bit more addictive than cigarettes. They may injure the vascular system, so they may cause a little bit of problem with heart disease, but they're probably a healthy alternative to smoking, but definitely neither one would I recommend to be proactive on your health.
I mean, smoking is such a difficult thing. I know that I've been struggling with quitting smoking virtually my entire adult life. And personally, I did switch over to e-cigs in my late 20s, and I have felt so much better since then. But I know that they aren't completely safe, but it seems like they're being pushed as a completely safe alternative. Talking about COPD a little bit, you had mentioned that that's one of the leading causes of men's death, essentially. And should people with COPD... might it stress them out more to quit smoking, or in certain circumstances, should they continue smoking because they don't want to put that added stress on themselves?
Well, I think, are you talking about mental stress or physical stress? Physical
stress. A little bit of both, really.
No, physical stress, I think that definitely it would be good if you had any kind of heart disease. Irregardless, for physical, probably it would be much, much better to quit smoking. But mental also, I mean, you got to remember is that smoking cigarettes, e-cigarettes or cigarettes are costly. That's a financial burden right there. A lot of people can't afford those extra dollars out of their paycheck every week or two. And cigarettes have mental tolls. I mean, it's a self-medication usually for stress, maybe depression, maybe anxiety. There's better or more healthier methods to cope with those kind of issues, I think.
Yeah, smoking is just something that is one of the hardest things I've ever had to kick in my life, but thankfully I did. We actually already have a couple of phone calls. You mind if we go ahead and take one already?
No, we'll go right ahead.
Absolutely. Seber, and I apologize if I'm butchering your name. You're in Yulee. How are you today?
Hello, I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for calling in. So you got a question for the doctor?
Yes, I just went to the Sam's Club. They have a free men's health every month, or every couple months. I'm a white male. I'm 58. I'm 5'7", 290 pounds, but I have lost about 40 pounds in the last 2.5 months.
Good for you.
About my diet and walking. And let's see, my blood pressure was 124 of 76. My glucose was 102, but my cholesterol, my total was 178, but my HDL was only 17. What can I know it's supposed to be like 40 or 50 for a male my age? What can I do to raise that HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol?
Well, when we break down cholesterol, there's your bad cholesterol. That's your LDL. Think of L as lethal. And then there's your good cholesterol. And that's, think of H as healthy. That's your HDL. We worry about cholesterol because it clogs up the arteries, and that can cause a heart attack or a stroke if it completely blocks one of those arteries to your brain or to your heart. So your HDL is more responsive to things like exercise, your genetics, as well as also actually eating fish may help promote your HDL, and maybe just a little bit of alcohol. I don't recommend alcohol to be healthy, but a little bit of alcohol sometimes raises HDL. A lot will be detrimental to your cholesterol.
I have a problem with alcohol, so I don't drink anymore, and I don't smoke.
So maybe add a little bit of fish to your diet.
Tilapia
would be good. Just make sure it's not fried. And also maybe a little bit of exercise.
Yeah, I do walk every day, like 2 or 2.5 miles a day now. What if I cook the tilapia in extra virgin olive oil, like 2 minutes on each side?
Well, I think that would be – that's some of your omega-3s or your healthier fats, so I think that would be fine. Grilling it might even be better.
Okay, but 17 is kind of low. So if I diet and exercise, I read somewhere about niacin, good and bad, that might raise your HDL, but I read some bad things about it too.
Right. I think, niacin is usually poorly tolerated, but I think the long-term studies really have shown that they may make the numbers look a little bit better, kind of like plastic surgery for the labs. But as far as your health is concerned, niacin doesn't seem to add too much to your health. So I would probably say, I wouldn't waste my money.
Just diet and exercise and fish.
Naturally, buddy.
All right. I'll do that. I'll try to eat fish like 2 times a week then.
All right. Well, why don't we go back to the statistics here? Alcoholism is very, very common. About 31% of males have drinking 5 or more drinks within the last year, or they consume more than 2 drinks on average a day. And, of course, alcoholism is one of the big risk factors for moving vehicle accidents and domestic violence. 50% of males today are inactive or sedentary, and I don't know whether to congratulate the ones that are active or to reprimand the lazy ones, so typically in my practice, I do both. 70% of males are overweight, so he was just talking about how he's overweight and he's trying to get shaped up. 40% of males now are considered obese. We use this thing called the BMI, and obesity is considered when you have a BMI of over 30. And actually, unfortunately, this is trending up, especially in our southern states.
Now, what does BMI stand for?
BMI stands for body mass index. It's okay. Basically your weight divided by your height, and they come out with a number. And actually, these are actually done by life insurance policies. So it's not a medical term. Doctors didn't come in and sit together, well, he's fat and that's thin and that's fat. Actually, life insurance, they want to know when to charge a premium because their life are going to be prematurely ended due to their weight.
That seems like something they would do.
Yep. 17%, and this is high. This is about 1 in every 5 males are involved in some cases of domestic violence. And I already said that, alcoholism is a big factor there. Substance abuse like drugs, unemployment, poor mental health, being depressed, being anxious, having been abused as a child or witnessed abuse as a child are common risk factors for domestic violence. And we see that all too often in our news, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I think there's just absolutely nothing worse in this world than a man can do than to hit a woman. Absolutely.
Yeah. Some of the big things as far as some of our male issues, guys, about 1 in 10 of us will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and testicular cancer is actually the most common cause of cancer between the ages of 20 and 35. Well, if you get testicular cancer, you may not win the Tour de France seven times in a row, but it's actually one of the cancers that's actually highly treatable with a success rate of about 98%. But there are some self-exams that you can do for testicular cancer.
And that's not the same as BPH?
No, that's not the same as BPH. BPH, about 50 to 60% of males over the age of 50 will have some symptoms of BPH, which is also known as enlargement of the prostate. You know, kind of like, you know, when you're 16, you can pee over a car, mm-hmm. and kind of now when you whip it out, you're lucky if you get it to the door or to your shoes sometimes. So, you know, I hate to, you know, you go into the, you got to pee real bad and you go into the bathroom and there's that guy standing there and he's like just taking forever and ever to start. Yeah, that's BPH right there. And, you know, as far as BPH is concerned, you know, usually it's more common in blacks, Hispanics, and males, a little bit less common in Caucasians. But typically, as far as BPH is concerned, it is something that is something that we do worry about. And we can treat with medications, that's for sure.
And if you don't treat it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but that can lead to bladder and kidney stones?
No, not necessarily kidney stones. What it can do is lead to bladder retention, and that can back up and into the kidneys and cause kidney damage. That's actually pretty rare. You usually have a lot of discomfort before that happens, but it's definitely more of a quality of life issue.
And how is something like that, how's BPH diagnosed?
BPH is typically just symptoms, actually. The American Urology Association got together with a list of about 12 questions, and you ask those questions, and people give you answers on those questions, and it comes out with whether or not they have significant BPH or not.
Okay. And how is BPH treated?
BPH, there's two types of medications. One type of medication actually kind of relaxes the muscles that hold the urine in the bladder, allowing you to pee more freely. And then another medication kind of actually shrinks the prostate. And if medications don't work, there are some surgeries that they can do to kind of open up where the urinary flow goes through the prostate and open that a little bit up.
Okay. The number to call is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045 if you have a question for Dr. Biedling. So, Doctor, we're talking just a little bit about we've been talking about BP and we haven't quite mentioned low T yet, low testosterone levels.
Yeah, I'll get to that a little bit later. But low T is kind of linked to my next thing is depression. You know, depression is extremely common in the male years. About 14 to 25% of males are typically come down with some sort of major depression, especially in their midlife years. You know, they call it that midlife crisis. You know, when you wake up morning one day and it kind of hits you that your job stinks, but you can't afford to retire anytime in the next 100 years. You know, your kids just grew up, they left, and at the age of 16 somewhere, you became an idiot anyway. Your wife wants to leave you, you're fat, out of shape, you ache everywhere, and you're going bald on the top. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's one of those things where typically guys, you know, what they do is they don a baseball cap to cover up the dome, they put on some shades, they buy a fast car, they notch the belt up a little bit too tight, and they usually drive like they're 16 again. There's probably better ways to treat that. But depression is a big problem with males that men typically don't like to come in and talk about. And, you know, life is short. There's no reason to feel depressed, especially for, you know, for any period of time, because, you know, you got to really enjoy life while you're here.
Yeah, depression just seems like one of those things that a lot of people suffer from, but not a lot of people want to talk about.
Right. And you talked a little bit about you brought up the testosterone. I will say that 30% of males, 40 to 70, will have problems with erectile dysfunction, and testosterone may play a role in that. And 40% of males, this is much, much less commonly talked about, but 40% of males will suffer from premature ejaculation at some time in their life. So, you know, these all things can really lead to poor self-esteem and confidence in men's, and really kind of deteriorate our mental as well as physical health sometimes. And so, you know, men, yeah, we think that women have issues, but we definitely have our issues that we have too.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, everybody. And we know that Tom is still on the line. And, Tom, we will get to you as soon as we get back. Our topic is men's health. Our guest is Dr. Brent Biedling. Our show is Ask the Doctor, and we are taking your phone calls. If you have a question for the doctor, the number to call is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. I'm Tim Tompkins, and this is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5 WOKV.
You can't count on the TV staying on during severe weather.
Up to the minute news and weather.
But you can always hear Mike Burrish before, during, and after the storm on your radio.
It's my favorite station.
Mike Burrish and the First Alert Weather Team are always on AM 690 and 104.5 FM. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Hi, this is Bill Hendrick, Vice President and Market Manager for Cox Media Group. This week we are saluting one of our very own, Coronet Fuller. We have been very fortunate to have Coro's wonderful smile in our building for the past 38 years. That's right, 38 years of outstanding work. As our traffic director, Coro schedules every advertising contract for X1029 and 96.9 The Eagle. Without Coro, no revenue. But more importantly, her cheerful disposition lights up every room she walks into.
I love working with Coronet because of her positivity and upbeat attitude. If it wasn't for her, I would probably throw things a lot more often than I do.
If you know Coronet, you know she's old school. She quotes Color Purple every single day. I'm a people person and a perfectionist in my work. My position allows me to do both. CMG has embraced me and allowed me to continually grow and expand my knowledge in this fast-growing industry.
It's employees like Coronet Fuller that make Cox Media Group such an extraordinary place to work. If you'd like to join the team here at Cox Media Group in Jacksonville, visit our website at coxmediagroup.com and click on careers.
Hi, my name is Kathy Heister. I'm co-founder of the St. Augustine Aquarium Snorkel Adventure and Zip Line on State Road 16 in St. Augustine, right near the Outlet Mall. My husband Sean and I had visited many financial institutions in Northeast Florida. Opening an aquarium isn't a business model that most financial institutions have in their backgrounds. I would absolutely recommend one-to-one to any and all businesses. They have been just absolutely wonderful. We hit a little bit of a hiccup during closing of the land. One-to-one, in particular, David took the time to go back to the institution, take care of what documents needed to be taken care of, and we were able to close that same afternoon, so that was great. We're using one-to-one for the loan, business accounts, several checking accounts, credit card accounts, and online banking as well. Well, I would definitely have to say the most unique thing about one-to-one is the top level of customer service.
One-to-one Financial Credit Union, making focus on you.
Feel the comfort all year long with Carrier.com. Whoa, Carrier.com.
Now is the best time to buy a new energy-efficient Carrier system. Visit Carrier.com to check out the full lineup of equipment and find your local dealer. Turn to the experts to see how you can save big on our new Carrier system. That's Carrier.com to find your local dealer today.
Feel the comfort all year long with Carrier.com.
Here at Sonny's Barbecue, every month is barbecue month. But since May is when the rest of the world makes it official, we'd like to do something special to celebrate. In honor of National Barbecue Month, we're bringing back our all-you-can-eat rib special, starting in May and ending shortly thereafter. Enjoy an endless helping of our delicious sweet and smoky or dry rub ribs, plus any two home-style sides of crispy garlic bread or homemade cornbread. All for just $14.99. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
This afternoon is going to be a hot one as temperatures climb to 94 degrees. Today it is a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Lots of sun in the forecast today, mainly dry conditions, just an isolated inland storm late in the day. But downtown looking dry for the Florida Country Superfest and the Suns game. Tonight will be partly cloudy and mild with a low of 71. Once again for today, a hot day with a high of 94, but feeling more like 100 degrees. From the First Alert Weather Center, meteorologist Aaron Clanahan, News 104.5 WOKV.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Ask the Doctor. Every Saturday you can get your health questions answered on News 104.5 WOKV on Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. And this week we are joined by Dr. Brent Beeling with St. Vincent's. Doctor, you had mentioned just a little while ago a couple of the major health concerns regarding men's health. Can we go ahead and touch on those again?
Yeah. The biggest one, of course, we talked about was heart disease, and this is a biggie. Men do typically get heart disease about 10 to 15 years before women, and this is why our life expectancy is around 76 years, where women typically it's around 80, 81 years for now. And, you know, in medical school, we used to go around with cardiologists, and they nicknamed one of the arteries to the heart. They called it the Widowmaker. Because you typically don't survive if you get a clogged Widowmaker. But most people do survive that first heart attack. But let me tell you, a heart attack or heart disease can devastate your life. It can lead to disability, financial hardship because you lose time from your job or you lose your job. Medical costs add up. Sexual dysfunction, of course. It often causes depression, which can lead to divorce. So, you know, something like heart disease really, really is an area that guys really don't want to go there. So anything you can do to prevent heart disease, you know, the better off you are. You know, some things you can't really change. That's family history. If you have a family member under the age of 55, if they're male, or a female under the age of 65, you're more at risk. Yeah, males are a little bit more risk than women. Certain races, such as Black, Hispanic, and Asian, have an increased risk. And age, every decade after the age of 55, our risk of heart disease doubles. There are some modifiable risk factors. If you smoke, you can stop smoking. If you're overweight, obesity is a big cause. Sedentary lifestyle is a risk factor for heart disease, and an unhealthy diet. I think we had a caller recently that called in before. He talked about his cholesterol, and cholesterol problems are definitely a treatable, or what I call a semi-modifiable problem or a risk factor. Mm-hmm. Diabetes, hypertension, and a lot of physicians are really advocates of taking a low-dose aspirin at the age of 45 as a primary preventive measure for heart disease.
Yeah, I do think that we had talked about that, not you and I, but on the show last week, how important taking aspirin is.
Yeah, and for some reason, it doesn't seem like a lot of my guys come in that are definitely should be taking the aspirin that aren't aware that, you know, it's a good idea.
And it's so easy to do.
It's so easy to do. You got that right. And even if you can't remember it every day, at least take it a couple times a week, because that really does help, you know, what we call it in layman's terms, thin the blood, and really helps prevent those blockages in the arteries that can cause heart disease.
How about those one-a-day men's health vitamins?
I do not recommend any multivitamins. Number one, if you eat healthy, you don't need a multivitamin. And it's kind of like the Diet Coke and the candy bar. If you have the candy bar, sorry, the Diet Coke's not helping. So if you don't eat healthy, the multivitamin won't help. And most studies have shown that actually multivitamins are detrimental to your health because you got to filter that through your kidney and your liver. So I recommend not taking a multivitamin. Just eat healthy.
Absolutely. Well, we have plenty of time coming up. Our topic is men's health. Our guest is Dr. Brent Beeling. Our show is Ask the Doctor, and we're taking your phone calls. And if you have any questions for the doctor, the number to call is 904-340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. I'm Tim Tompkins, and this is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5 WOKV.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A suspect police believe was out to kill cops in Dallas, now confirmed dead hours after being shot by a sniper.
Dallas police are reporting that two additional pipe bombs were found inside the suspect's armored van on the scene.
Fox's Casey Siegel, the suspect shooting up police headquarters overnight with an automatic weapon before leading police on a chase, which ended in a standoff in the parking lot some 11 miles away.
The suspect left explosive devices in the parking lot of police headquarters, rigged to go off when they were touched. Two pipe bombs were detonated safely by the bomb squad. Luckily, no officers were hurt.
And more than 800 law enforcement officers joining the search for two escaped killers concentrating on a rural area in the Adirondacks. Meanwhile, the prison worker accused of helping them escape has been moved to a lockup in another county. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Jacksonville. 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
This is Eddie Farah. While medical malpractice is on the rise, the burden of proof is still high.
That's why you need a team of attorneys who know how to get the evidence and have the resources to find the truth and seek justice. Hey, we all love a good family doctor, but the vast majority of medical malpractice cases are filed against the same doctors over and over. So if you trusted your doctor to heal and got hurt instead, trust us to fight for you. Farrah and Farrah, 396-5555, Jacksonville.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Today is going to be a very hot day. It is a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. We'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, mainly dry conditions with a high of 94 degrees today, but it will be feeling more like the triple digits. Tonight after sunset, we'll see partly cloudy skies, mild temperatures in the low 70s. Once again, for today, a high of 94, mostly sunny skies, and tonight, a low of 71. From the First Alert Weather Center, meteorologist Aaron Clanahan, News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
It's a nice ride heading into downtown on 95 northbound. Just 9 minutes will get you from JTB up to I-10. And from there, it's a speed limit ride all the way up to Airport Road. And there's nothing to slow you down in the south side on the East Beltway. It's less than 10 minutes in either direction between JTB and 95. It's also a normal ride this afternoon in Orange Park on both Blanding Boulevard and US 17, just south of the West Beltway. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Sarah Jane.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
How hot and stormy your new week will be. We'll update weather and traffic every 6 minutes, Monday starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. This week we are talking about men's health and we are joined by Dr. Brent Biedling, a board-certified family practice and sports medicine physician with St. Vincent. So we are running short on time already. There's so much to talk about. So let's go ahead and go straight to Mike. Mike, you're calling in from St. John's County. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Wonderful. So you had a question for the doctor.
Yeah. I'm 30 years old. I weigh about 240. I don't drink a lot of beer or any alcohol, but I used to be about 180 to 200, and I got a little bit of gut, so the gut's not from beer. What's the best way for me to handle with my gut and getting me back to where I was, about 200 pounds?
Oh, well, good question. That's actually a very common question that I get, obviously, with 70% of males being overweight. So you're definitely not alone. So in order to really affect your weight, you kind of got to swim upstream, meaning if you do what all the other guys around you are doing, they're probably in the same shoes that you are. So really, the idea is to really need to cut back on the calories, okay? And you mentioned alcohol. Alcohol, big source of calories, so you're absolutely right. They don't call it a beer belly for nothing. But, you know, also sodas, anything that you drink should probably have no calories in it. I'd start to eat a lot more whole grains, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, things like fish and poultry, obviously not fried, and low-fat dairy. I'd definitely stay away from any of the processed foods. They contain a lot of the saturated fats and salt that are highly addictive, and it's the saturated fats that typically have a lot of calories in it and add up. So I'd really try to go more whole foods. I'd definitely get in the gym a little bit, but exercise alone is not going to do it. You really got to cut back on the calories, and that's working on the portions and eating healthier, lower calorie foods. So start reading some labels and start looking at the foods you're eating, finding out where those extra calories are getting into your diet. So do the homework, and it will behoove you in the long run, that's for sure.
And one of those things, Mike, I'm not sure if you have a iPhone or not, but there's a free app called MyFitnessApp, and I actually use it. I suffer from the completely opposite problem where I have a calorie minimum I have to hit every day. I think it's 3,300 calories. And I use it where you can actually scan in the food that you're eating, and it tracks it for you. And so that's a really great one.
Yeah, on that line, yes. There is a 5-star one that's recommended, MyFitnessPal.
That's probably
the one you're talking about. Excellent, excellent app.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And what it does, too, is apart from when you're counting those calories, is that it keeps you honest about it. For myself, it's like I said, I'm on a calorie minimum, and I can find myself skipping those snacks and skipping those meals. But as long as I'm keeping up on the app, then it makes, you know, I'm down 800 calories for the day. I have to make sure I add something to my dinner, or vice versa. So low T, we talked about that a little while ago.
Yeah, that's a good topic. It's in the news. It's a little bit controversial. You're seeing commercials. You know, we kind of graduated from erectile dysfunction that was popular a couple years ago, still is popular, but now it's all about low T. Well, you know, low T is sort of normal. Okay, you know, we kind of peak. Our testosterone peaks around the age of 35, 40 years old, and then we lose about 1% a year. So naturally, our testosterone does decline. I mean, you know, think about it. When you're 16, you probably think about sex 24/7. Mm-hmm. Probably when you're 50, probably not so much. And it's probably not good that you're thinking, I mean, it's probably good that you're not thinking about it 24/7 at that age. Anyway, symptoms of low T, of course, decreased sex drive, your libido. Of course, sexual dysfunction, it can lead to erectile dysfunction or even premature ejaculation. Low T can cause sleep problems. It can increase body fat, decrease muscle mass, can cause low energy, can decrease motivation, make it harder to get up in the morning, decrease your confidence in what you are able to do. It can cause depression, and it can actually lead to difficulty concentrating at work and work problems. So, you know, low T can do a lot of things. So if you have some of those symptoms, I would go see your doctor. I'd get it checked. Now, as far as replacement is concerned, what we call TRT, or testosterone replacement therapy, there are some benefits, obviously. It will increase your desire to have sex, your libido. It kind of gives you your swagger back. It improves your mood. It may give you a little energy boost. It gives males typically a better sense of well-being. It increases bone mass as well as muscle mass. And it can improve your concentration and cognitive ability if you do have low T and get it treated within the physiologic range.
And what are some of the risks of that?
There are definitely risks of testosterone. Some of them are controversial. I think the biggest risk are it can contribute or potentiate if you have sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. It can cause an increase in the enlargement of the prostate, and we talked about BPH a little bit earlier, and so it can magnify those symptoms and make the prostate grow a little bit earlier. It could potentiate prostate cancer. It doesn't cause prostate cancer, but if you do have an underlying prostate cancer, it can potentiate its growth. So you definitely, if you're on it, you probably should be checking your PSA if you're over the age of 40 or 50.
And so who should someone, if they think that they are suffering from low T, from low testosterone, who should they go see?
Well, they should go see their physician and have the blood drawn and find out if they do have low T. Now, I would say that if you feel well, okay, that means you don't have any of the symptoms and you're feeling good about your life and you feel good about your health, then there's really no, I would not go check your testosterone, because it's not a quantity of life issue. It's not going to make you live longer. It's more of a quality of life issue. So if you're pretty happy with where you are, you feel pretty healthy, I would definitely recommend don't check your T.
Sometimes I think lower T is a good thing. I know for myself, I'm in my early 30s, and I'm just so happy that my testosterone level has lowered a bit since my early 20s, because I just can imagine living like that every single day now.
Yeah, correct. It does. I mean, you know, the testosterone drive is there. Risky behavior's there. You feel like you're Superman. You can do everything. And sometimes, you know, you kind of wake up one day and realize, well, maybe I'm not Superman. I can't do anything, everything. And when I try to do some things that I used to be able to do, I ache a little bit more than I used to. So, yeah, low T is actually probably something that's obviously natural, and it probably prevents us older guys from doing things we probably should not.
Right. That's the reason I'm still not throwing on rollerblades and skateboarding down the street. That's okay. Let's talk about checkups and prevention just a little bit, about what kind of checkups people should be doing at what age, what kind of prevention measures they can have for some of these diseases health issues, that we've been talking about thus far.
Yeah, actually, annual checkups are extremely important. Most insurances, people don't know this, but with the Obamacare, actually, we are now allowed a free checkup. So you get a free annual with your physician. So take advantage of that if you have insurance. You should know your cholesterol. You should know your blood pressure. You should have your weight checked. If you are sexually active, especially if you're relatively promiscuous, you need to get STD screening. If you're over the age of 50 or you have a family history of colon cancer, you need to go get a colorectal cancer screening. There's the colonoscopy, which I recommend, but there's also a new stool test called the Cologuard that you do about every 3 years, and it may be as good at detecting specifically colon cancer as the colonoscopy. So that's an alternative to guys that really do not want to do the colonoscopy.
I heard about that. I think a lot of men are extremely happy that that is now an alternative that they have.
Go in, talk to your doctor about it. Also, PSA, and that's controversial, so I definitely sit down, talk with your doctor. If you're 40, you have a family history of prostate cancer in your family, you're black or you're Hispanic, go in and talk to them at the age of 40. At the age of 50, if you're white or Asian, go in and talk to your doctor. Is the PSA, the prostate-specific antigen to test for prostate cancer, a good idea for you? If you're a smoker, age 55, and you've smoked for 30 years or more, low-dose CT scan may pick up early lung cancers, the number one leading cause of death in males, number two most common in males. Ultrasound of the aorta, if you're a smoker and you're age 65 or older, or you've had a family history of abdominal aneurysms. Make sure that your immunizations are up to date. And you know, we talk about physicians, we kind of get lost in our own health world, but don't forget to go see your dentist. Go get your eyes checked and go get hearing checks if there may be some significant problems with your hearing. And then really, really the big thing is right now, you know, you guys out there, you know, you really need to look at yourself in the mirror and you need to say, I need to get healthy. And you need to really tell yourself, you know, I got this. And if you smoke, you know, you really, 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 you got to get help to quit. If you do smoke, I mean, that's one of the big killers of males, heart disease, cancer, just about all those major health problems that we get into. It's directly linked, or at least it's associated with smoking. If you don't eat healthy, start eating healthy. Like I told that guy, eat more whole fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins like soy and fish. Avoid the processed foods that contain that saturated fat and salt. Stay hydrated. If you're overweight, get back to a healthy weight. If you're not getting regular exercise, please get out there and start to pound the pavement or do something that you enjoy. Just get some activity. Get those muscles moving. If you do drink, I call it the 1-4-4-14 rule. I recommend no more than one an hour, four a day, or 14 a week. If you stay within that, we consider that moderate drinking, and we consider that probably not detrimental to your health.
No more than one an hour. That seems difficult on a Friday night when you're out, but it's better for you.
It's better for you. That's absolutely for sure. It causes less damage to the blood vessels, to your liver. It's a multi-system. It affects the nerves. Alcohol does a little bit of every system, to be honest with you.
Are there certain types of alcohol that are better or worse than others? I mean, is a glass of wine better than a beer, and is a beer better than a vodka water?
No, they're all about the same, and that would, you know, 12 ounces of beer, about 5 ounces of wine, about 1.5 ounces of hard or 80 proof liquor, which is 40% liquor. Mm-hmm. So those things are about all equivalent as far as what you would consider one drink, but they all break down into alcohol, so it's the same alcohol that you're actually drinking.
Okay, there you go.
Obviously, managing your stress if you're under a great deal of stress, but do it in healthy ways. Don't do it in destructive ways. Eat healthy. Get regular exercise. Make sure you're getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Those are healthy ways to deal with stress. Try to avoid drinking, obviously, too much or smoking for the stress or, you know, eating and gaining a lot of weight. Those are definitely destructive ways to deal with stress, and that only leads to more stress, which is kind of that vicious cycle that we talk about. You know, guys, wear your seatbelt when you get in the car. Buckle up. That is important.
I mean, what did you say? 8% of all men's deaths are occurred because of accidental injuries?
Yeah, 8%. So, you know, moving vehicle accident is number one, and that's directly linked to alcohol. Number two would be falls and fires and also drowning, and those are typically linked to substance abuse in some way, mostly to alcohol use. So, yeah, keep that into consideration. Also, you know, you'd want to prevent sunscreen here in Florida.
Especially now.
Yeah, skin. Yeah, exactly. Especially with 94 degrees out. Boy, it was hot coming in today.
Oh, absolutely.
And we talked about the baby aspirin. So those are a lot of the preventive measures that we as men can do, you know, as far as living healthy and trying to be proactive about our health.
Okay. Can we talk about exercise just a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. Are there certain exercises that at 30 years old you should be doing, but at 40 you shouldn't? And certain ones at 40 that are okay, but, you know, at the age of 50 aren't?
No, I don't think so. When you look at it, as far as exercise is concerned, recent studies have shown that you can maintain the same lean muscle mass that you had when you were 18 years old. You can maintain it all the way up until you're 85. But you do have to get the regular exercise, and probably at least 1, 2, 3 times a week is good. Weight training helps to preserve that lean body mass, and also cardiovascular exercise, getting the heart rate up, walking, jogging, bicycling, doing the elliptical climbers. All those can help the heart rate and be good cardiovascular workout for your heart. So exercise the heart and exercise the muscles. And also, as we get older, probably the one exercise you actually should add is a little bit more flexibility exercises.
That makes sense. So a little bit of yoga into your workout routine.
A little bit of yoga or just general stretching, and make sure that you add that a little bit more than you did when you were younger. Absolutely.
That makes complete sense, especially when you're doing the weight training, because I know the weight training can put a lot of stress on your back muscles in particular.
They can, but if it does, then you're probably doing the wrong exercises. Like, you know, when we're 16, you know, a lot of us are going out there and doing squats. Well, you really shouldn't be doing it at the age of 16. You shouldn't be doing squats. You probably should be doing more, you know, the leg presses, less of the range of motion. It's not natural for you to have that heavy weight on those knees in that position of a flex position. It's not a natural position. So it does put a lot of extra burden on those ligaments and on that knee joint, and that does lead to problems with the knee. So, you know, think about those exercises. Use good techniques. You don't have to max lift every single rep that you do. You know, limit it to 12 to 15 reps, and you should feel some discomfort, you know, at the end of the you should feel some burn, but you know, you don't need to you know, slam your head up against the wall every time you do a rep to maximize it.
Well, you are listening to Ask the Doctor. Our topic is men's health. Our guest is Dr. Brent Beedling, and we are taking your phone calls, so stay tuned on News 104.5 WOKV.
Monday morning, so you can plan your day and avoid delays on your way to work. Weather and traffic every 6 minutes, starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Bob, I just hung up with Joe. It's the fourth time he's called this week. He said he was worried because for the first time in 12 years, you didn't buy my anniversary jewelry at his store.
You didn't tell him that, did you?
No, I didn't tell him how you found Global Diamonds and how you got me these gorgeous diamond earrings, or about the diamond pendant you got me for my birthday.
Oh, I know he's going to go crazy when he finds out all your new jewelry's coming from Global Diamonds. But, you know, Joe ought to be ashamed. I feel like he's been overcharging me all these years. I just didn't know it. it until I shopped Global Diamonds.
Discover the store that's revolutionizing how people here buy diamonds and fine jewelry. Global Diamonds. More selection, higher quality, better value.
Honey, if he comes up on caller ID, just let it go to voicemail.
Okay, but you know you can't avoid him forever. You know you're going to have to talk to him at the family reunion next month.
Global Diamonds, Jacksonville's direct diamond importer. At the markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
If you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools. We can put a pool in it.
All Seasons Pools builds high-quality pools and stands behind every pool they build, just as they have for the past 34 years. At AllSeasonsPools.com, you can design and build your new pool. No matter the challenges of your backyard, All Seasons Pools can design the custom pool of your dreams. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com. The pool of your dreams is just a call or click away at All Seasons Pools. With over 30 years of experience building pools in Florida, All Seasons Pools has seen it all. They can make your backyard come alive with a gorgeous pool that your family will love for years to come. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com now. That's AllSeasonsPools.com to build your new pool. At All Seasons Pools, if you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the many things that people don't realize about medical malpractice is that the same doctors commit malpractice over and over again. 6% of the doctors commit 60% of the medical malpractice. The truth is, for the most part, our medical care is excellent. We see cases where a timely C-section could have prevented a birth injury or a birth defect, cancer misdiagnosis, depriving you of fighting chance, and simple mistakes not made by competent doctors. The Institute of Medicine reports that 98,000 people die every year as a result of medical malpractice. What may surprise you most is that local doctors in our community help us in evaluating these claims. Good doctors understand and want to help all of us receive better care and hold those responsible who do it over and over again. We know who they are. You don't. For a free consultation, call Morgan & Morgan or visit ForThePeople.com. Morgan & Morgan. For the People. Offices, Jacksonville.
The Coke Zero 400. It's where American pride meets NASCAR history. This year, you can catch a glimpse of NASCAR history yet to come with the all-new seats and all-new views of Daytona Rising. And be sure to stick around for one of the Southeast's largest fireworks shows after the race. Kids 12 and under are $10 for the Coke Zero 400, powered by Coca-Cola, Sunday night, July 5th. New seats are selling fast. Guarantee yours now at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
There's something new when you log on to Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Now is the best time to buy a new energy-efficient Bryant system. Find your local Bryant dealer who will do whatever it takes to help you save big on a new high-efficiency Bryant system at Bryant.com. You're just one click away. Visit Bryant.com today.
There's something new when you log on to Bryant.com.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
This afternoon is going to be a hot one as temperatures climb to 94 degrees. Today it is a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Lots of sun in the forecast today, mainly dry conditions, just an isolated inland storm late in the day. But downtown looking dry for the Florida Country Superfest and the Suns game. Tonight will be partly cloudy and mild with a low of 71. Once again for today, a hot day with a high of 94, but feeling more like 100 degrees. From the First Alert Weather Center, meteorologist Aaron Clanahan, News 104.5 WOKV.
Avoid traffic delays with the News 104.5 app. Powered by Jack Cananea's Acura of Orange Park.
It's a free download for all Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to our latest traffic report and check the live traffic map 24/7.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you every Saturday by St. Vincent's. And this week we are joined by Dr. Biedling. And Dr. Biedling, it is Men's Health Week. And what advice would you give to men who might possibly be on the fence about going in, getting that regular checkup, getting that exam done?
That's a great question because, you know, I hear really often, Dr. Biedling, I feel fine. I don't need a check. I don't need a checkup. That won't happen to me. What I don't know, I love this one, what I don't know won't hurt me. Well, there's a saying in the stock market for those people, and it doesn't matter until it does. you know? And then, you know, poor health can really rock your world. I mean, it may become all that matters after you suffered a heart attack because you didn't get your cholesterol checked,
mm-hmm.
or you didn't get your weight down, or you didn't start to eat healthy. I hear all too often, you know, Dr. Beeling, I should have quit smoking. I should have given it more of an effort. I should have gotten out there and gotten my regular exercise and worked on my weight. You know, go see your doctor. Get the labs. You know, I already said an annual visit is – it's heck, it's free. It's a free visit. If you have insurance, the new plans, they're supposed to give you a free visit. No copays, no nothing. Be proactive. Live healthy because it does matter.
And how can people get a hold of you if they want to come see you at St. Vincent's?
My number is 450, and that's 904-450-7900.
Okay, again, that's 904-450-7900.
And we have female doctors for females, and we have a wonderful mix of about six physicians there.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so, again, what exactly do you do at St. Vincent's?
I'm a primary care specialist, and I'm a board-certified family practice, so I pretty much, whatever you got, ages about 4 to all the way up to 100 and whatever you can get up to, I see you, I can treat you, I can do annual screens. I'm also board-certified sports medicine, so any sports injury you got, young, healthy males, young, healthy females, old, healthy males, old, unhealthy males, you got a sports injury, I can take care of it.
Yeah, we were just talking, we only have about a minute left, but we were just talking off the mic a little bit about kettlebells, and should people, when they're worried about those high injury, really heavy weights when they're doing squats and everything, are kettlebells something that people should consider doing?
Yeah, I think kettlebells as well as medicine balls are kind of like newer things that people can do that are a little bit more, when you're doing those exercises, a lot of them are not physiological. Those are actually a little bit more physiological, easier on your joints, and they're very, very, very beneficial. I agree with you on the kettlebells and the medicine balls, absolutely.
And quit smoking. It's the best thing I ever did for myself. Again, thank you so much for joining us. This is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's. Same time, same place, every Saturday at 2 p.m. I'm Tim Tompkins with News 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV Jacksonville.
Listen live everywhere you go.
With the News 104.5 app.
News 104.5 WOKV.
The journey is never ending. Beginning in 1513, the historic coast of St. Augustine in Ponte Vedra was first known as
La Florida.
And now, 5 centuries later, El Conquistador, who discovered it all, is back.
Ah, so nice to see you again.
Upon his rearrival, the Spaniard was delighted that the old village had blossomed into the bustling shops and cafes.